San Antonio scientists are part of a push to develop lab animal models to study the Zika virus. Baboons and monkeys may be key to unlocking new treatments and vaccines. That's the sound of marmosets in the wild. This New World monkey lives in Brazil, where it's been infected with Zika in the wild. Now scientists at Texas Biomedical Research Institute are using the small primate, about the size of a guinea pig, to test possible vaccines and treatments for Zika.
When you infect a marmoset with a human virus, the disease looks very much like what you see in humans.
That's Dr. Jean Patterson, a scientist in the virology department.
This is where all viral tissue culture is done.
Her early tests in male marmosets show the virus clears the blood quickly, but lingers in urine, saliva, and semen, just like it does in humans. With a short gestation period of 5 months and a tendency to have twins, marmosets are good virus models. The animals have already been used to study diseases like Ebola and Lassa fever. Patterson says those earlier studies put Texas Biomed in a good position to tackle Zika.
We're in a perfect place to be the ones that help develop a model in a non-human primate for Zika.
1,200 baboons live in a unique colony at the Southwest National Primate Research Center at Texas Biomed. Humans share more than 90% of genes with baboons. Scientists at the institute have already used pregnant baboons to study everything from endometriosis to the impact of obesity on the developing baby baboon. They use sophisticated tests like blood screens and ultrasounds to monitor the unborn primates, and they've been doing it for 20 years. Scientist Luis Giovedani says baboons could be important in testing Zika vaccines for pregnant women, ensuring they don't impact the fetus.
There are a lot of techniques that have been developed, and I think we can bank on that amount of data and experience to obtain meaningful data with the Zika studies in that species.
A lack of formal funding for Texas Biomed Zika work is a source of frustration for scientists like Patterson.
None of us have funding. I mean, it doesn't exist, so right now we're doing whatever we can.
That's how important you think it is?
No, I think it's clearly a health crisis.
Texas Biomed is doing everything it can to advance its Zika efforts, including sending out a letter to individual donors expressing the need for money now. The letter says, quote, "We are asking you to become a Zika project sponsor. Our research teams are dedicated to studying Zika and beating Zika, but we cannot win this battle without your help." In labs around the country, Zika research goes on as Congress still debates a stalled bill. Texas Biomed has applied for a grant from the National Institutes of Health, but the federal grant process, even on an emergency basis, takes months. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.